نحمد نصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا ذكر الله أكبر My brothers and elders, this is a real honor for me that I am using the stage of my elders and I am expressing the same things which you have been listening throughout from this stage, the zikr and the ibadat, and may Allah bless our large blessing to our elders, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel. We were very close to each other in Haram also and everywhere. So Alhamdulillah, we are the process of same chain, and we are delivering the same lessons which you used to listen from Hazrat. These two times are the morning, and after Asr, they are specially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed for the zikr and the zikr, the peoples who are gathering for the zikr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us for the gatherings regarded to the zikr and the same thing. Wala zikrullah akbar, in the worship we came for the prayer, Alhamdulillah. But it is for a specific time. From start of morning till the sunrise, this is Fajr prayer time. But zikr is such a thing that it is always. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressing in Quran, Ulul albab, those people who are very wise. Who will be those people? Allazina yaskuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard. Those are the wise people who are always in the zikr while they are traveling, while they are sitting, while they are lying on a bed. Their zikr is always on their tongue and in their breaths. Also in our chains, when they are completing their initial stages, then their elders teach them that how that their breath will be active for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are lying, so their breath is also in the sound of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu. So they are of the same level and status that Allazina yaskuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim, that they are always making my zikr when they are standing, when they are sitting, when they are lying on their beds. And the same hadith in the same sequence is quoted for the day of judgment. Where are the wise people? So the angel will ask that, what does it mean by the wise people? So it will be announced that those who were making my zikr while they were standing, while they were sitting, while they are lying, each and all the time. So no specific time is for the zikr, but specially for the learners like us, these two times are the very essential. After morning prayer and after Asr prayer. And in hadith, by meaning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is a hadith of Kursi, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quoted through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, oh human being, spare your time after morning and after Asr for my zikr. So I will complete your all things in between that, which you are required. All your adventures will be fulfilled in between the morning and Asr, if you are sparing this time for my zikr. And those who are sitting in masjid with zikr And after sunrise, when its yellowish light is vanished, and it is in between 15, around about 15 minutes, and with the winter or summer aspect, it is increasing or decreasing this duration. So if they are sitting in masjid and praying two rakats, Salatul Ishraq or Salatul Zuha, what Salatul Zuha in our Arab countries, they are also saying Salatul Zuha. So if they are praying this, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding them two rewards. The one complete Hajj and one complete Umrah reward. Tamatana, Tamar, both in each aspect, they are getting the reward of complete Hajj and complete Umrah. So how easy it is that in our general routine, it is very difficult managing the ticket and the reservations and going there. And also it is very difficult to achieve the complete in a sense that in farz, wajib, sunnat, mustahabbat. So for the weaker person like us, so they are always lacking in something, either in the mustahabbat, either in the... In these crowded period, it is very difficult to complete the many things. But over here, those sitting for the zikr, they are getting the reward of complete Hajj and complete Umrah. So, and the heart, this is the home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not accommodating in the any place, wherever it is. And we can't assess the things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from the spaces and the... But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I never can be accommodated in anything but except in the heart of mu'min. The heart of mu'min is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do the zikr, zikr is just the cleaning and purifying the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thing which we will do, for example, our elder used to suggest for the treatment, you can say, these, all the terminologies are for the treatments, not the basic of etiquette or the basics of Islam, just for the cause of a treatment of a, like our elders are suggesting the thing that if you are making zikr, in a sense, we are saying that the nafi asba zikr. First, you clean your heart, la ilaha, that push all the things which are in your heart, all the dust and dirt, you should throw back on your, clean it, this. And then, illallah, lighten it and brighten it and fragrant it with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fragrant of the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are teaching us the ways and the activities how to purify this heart. So the purification of this heart is the very essential. When heart is purified, then everything is then very easy. So the difficult in our society is that our heart is full with all the dust and dirt. The last time I expressed, our brother was teaching me that the cats and rats are running in this house. So how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come that He is the pure one? So we have to clean this heart with the kasrat of zikr. And then when it is purified, then VVIP traffic starts. Then the guards are protecting this traffic, not allowing the things that don't come here. This is the avenue for the VVIP traffic. So in hadith it came, Allama jalwa sawisa qalbi khashyataka wa zikri. O Allah, make my heart that nothing is in that with the wasawis, but if the thing is rising, it is your zikr and it is the related things. Zikr and the khashya. So to achieve this level, our elders are always, like we are teaching the alif, ba, ta, sa in our Quran and Islamic teaching, A, B, C, D. So like this wise, the zikr has been also learned and taught that how we should purify this, the home of Allah, from these cats and rats and dust and dirt. So they are giving us the lessons. And through these lessons, the final stages which I was saying, that it remains with each breath, the name of Allah is coming and the fragrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been smelled from breath when they are lying also and when they are sleeping also. So when this goal is reached, then everything is very easy, very brightened, very enlightened. So to Alhamdulillah, this is the same stage. Our Hazrat Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah, he used to teach and express these things to all of our brothers, those who are sitting and those they are knowing. So we are the same chain, continuity, and we are just memorizing the same lessons which Hazrat has expressed many times to you people. May Allah bless us with the all blessing and help us to strive on the same path. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. If there is any related question, so we can give the answer to clarify. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulika wa al-mu'minina wa al-mu'minat wa al-muslimina wa al-muslimat. اللهم عنا لا ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم عنا لا ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما اعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت انك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك انه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من اديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم عذب الكفر وألقي في قلوبهم الرعب وخالف بين كلمتهم وأنزل عليهم رجزك وعذابك اللهم عذب الكفر أهل الكتاب والمشركين الذين يجهدون آياتك ويكذبون رسولك يصدون عن سبيلك يتعدون حدودك يدعون معك إلها آخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لي وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات أسلم أصل ذات بينهم وألف بين قلوبهم واجعل في قلوبهم الإيمان والحكمة وثبتهم على ملة رسولك وعوزهم أن يشكروا نعمتك التي أنعمت عليهم أن يوفوا بعهدك الذي عهدتم عليه وانصرهم على عدوك عدوهم وانصرهم على عدوك عدوهم في كل مكان إله الحق اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على سيد الكائنات وأكرم مخلوقات صلاة تسبق الغيات سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين برحمتك.